You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump's daughter Ivanka saying John McCain, a true hero and a great statesman. Ivanka at an event to highlight women's empowerment. Her remarks at the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C.
I want to extend my deepest sympathies to the family of Senator John McCain, an American patriot who served our country with distinction for more than six decades.
Ahead of John McCain's funeral, tributes continue to come in from around the world. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The long-serving legislator and the presidential candidate was remembered as a true friend of the Jewish state and a true supporter of Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed his condolences.
On this occasion, I wish to extend my condolences to the family of Senator John McCain, a great American patriot, a great friend of Israel.
Mr. McCain died on Saturday at his ranch in Arizona after a year-long battle with brain cancer. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
An interesting poll out about how Democrats really feel about ICE, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Some liberals using it as a rallying cry for November's elections, but a new poll finds only a quarter of Democrats support eliminating Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Though even though they don't want to fully dismantle ICE, 57% of the Democrats surveyed in the Associated Press poll view the agency negatively, including three-quarters who describe themselves as liberal. Overall opinions about ICE are divided along those partisan lines. While a majority of Democrats view the agency negatively, Republicans largely have favorable views of ICE. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A treasure from the Titanic sold at auction for a nice price. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
A pocket watch that was recovered from a passenger who died when the Titanic went down was sold at auction for $57,500. Heritage Auction says the watch had been recovered from a 34-year-old passenger named Sinai Cantor. He was a Russian immigrant who managed to get his wife Miriam to a lifeboat before he died in the freezing waters after the ship hit an iceberg in the Atlantic in 1909. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Watching your money now on Wall Street, the Dow up 259 points, the NASDAQ up 71, and the S&P 500 up 22. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, boy, do we have a show for you today. We all have to eat, right? So we need to make sure that we're eating healthy, because what you put in your mouth could either help you or it could hurt you. So we brought in Chef Deb Cantrell, and she is actually with Savor Culinary Services. So the whole hour, we're going to be picking your brain about food and what's good. And, you know, it's funny because people say, well, what does a chef know about health and wellness? But this is really your passion, and you kind of have an interesting background. So let's kind of start with that.
Well, it's kind of fascinating, because I thought, you know, you graduate from high school, you go to college, and you think, this is it.
This is it.
I know exactly what I want to do. So I decided to go to a physical therapy school and graduated from there, got my first job, and I thought, yes, I'm going to be here.
I love this.
I love this. I'm helping people. I'm going to cure the world. I'm going to be here forever. And then reality set in.
Right.
And so what I really started to notice, and I'm still a physical therapist, but what I really started to notice is there was a direct connection between the way my patients were healing and the nutrition they put into their body. And I thought, there's got to be
something to this.
There's got to be something to this, even though no one taught me that.
Right.
But it was just this huge correlation. Around about that time, my son was born. Mm-hmm. And when he was about 18 months old, they said he has autism, ADHD. They named all kinds of things.
They labeled him, basically.
All kinds of labels.
Yep.
And I thought, no, we're not going to do this.
I refuse to accept this.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, there's supposed to be no cure. And, of course, I read the books and ran all over the country and saw doctors and, you know, everything. And I thought, there has to be something more to this.
Mm-hmm.
And so started researching how food affects the body, and took him to some more holistic or wellness-minded doctors.
Yeah, maybe some functional medicine.
Very much so. That's the immediate route that I went, and found out that he had food intolerances and heavy metals and gut issues and all of these other things.
Was he C-section? I'm just curious.
He was not.
He was not.
Should have been.
Oh, that's a whole other story.
9 pounds when he was born.
Oh, my. You're so tiny. You've got to be kidding me. Oh,
nope.
My gosh. Okay, sorry.
Just told you should have been.
Hey, 9 pounds for another woman would be a problem. Not
but
for Deb.
But she's tough.
So anyways, long story short, we basically changed his diet according to some food intolerance testing, got rid of the heavy metals, did some supplements, so on and so forth. Within 3 months, I had a different child.
Oh, I bet.
I remember the morning I walked by and he was playing with Legos. I was talking to him and he looked up at me and made contact, had a conversation with me.
For the first time?
First time. And I thought, oh my gosh.
You're onto something.
This is something.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, there's got to be other people out there just like him.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be.
Oh, yeah.
So, went to culinary school and knew I wasn't going to own a restaurant, even though I ended up owning a few of them. But more so, I had the commercial kitchens in the restaurants so that I could really educate, but also show people how to eat differently through food and what nutrition really did. My son graduated with honors, started on the football team, and is now serving in the Army.
Wow.
About to be deployed. And so
this is the same child.
Same child. Couldn't make eye contact with me.
Wow.
They told me he would sit in a corner and rock, never be able to tie his own shoes, could never walk in a straight line.
And now he's going to be a soldier.
Yeah.
Wow, you must be proud. That's
very
awesome.
Proud. Very proud. That's how it all started. You know, I thought, I'm just going to cook for a few people. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to educate a few people. And last week, it was 16 years that we've been in business.
Wow.
Yeah. Thousands
of families. And that's Savor.
Savor.
I love the name. I think that's great. I'm going to switch over to the doctors real quick because I want to talk to you about why do you think it is, in your doctor opinion, that a lot of physicians overlook the nutrition component?
It's incomprehensible to me. And I've talked before about, for example, diabetics. The nut of the problem with diabetics is their nutrition, their carbohydrate intake in particular, fat intake also. And I'll get new patients who are diabetics and I'll say, what did your previous doctor or doctors tell you about nutrition? And it's either nothing or watch your carbs. That's their entire instructions. And it's just like, well, you know what it is? It's so much easier just to prescribe pills or insulin shots rather than to take the time and explain nutrition. Now, to be fair to those doctors, there are many days, this morning was one of them, where I felt like giving up on a particular patient. Because you go out of your way, you give them detailed instructions, and they ignore it. And you do it again, and they ignore it. And their A1C keeps going up and up. And, you know, it's like, why am I wasting my time? Yeah. I've got other people to see.
And for our listeners, the A1C, that's a blood test that will kind of check your blood sugars over a period of time, generally 3 to 4 month average.
Right. So it's nutrition's very important. It's critical. But, of course, you have to talk to people that want to hear.
What do you think, Dr. E?
Because it runs antithesis to big pharma.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because if you can cure it with nutrition, there's no – but the doctors aren't beholden to big pharma.
Oh, yeah, they are.
But they're brainwashed by big pharma.
They're brainwashed and they're beholden. So, I mean, medical school included zero classes in nutrition.
That's insane.
Right.
I think that's changed, though. I would hope.
Well, they might have an hour or two, but,
there's no – you know, and I take it to a couple levels. I mean, there's know the basics about, you know, what are macronutrients and what micronutrients are needed. That's kind of – nutrition 101, but then beyond that is looking at nutrition as food, I mean, as medicine, mm-hmm. is, you know, as it heals. And you know, I often tell patients your spice rack is like, you know, look at it like
at
the
your
medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
Right? And now, you know, people are a little more accepting of those type strategies in Western medicine, but med students still don't get any exposure to it. And they are indoctrinated, to Dr. Gammon's point, from the get-go, that, you know, if we don't have a drug for that now, we will. Just wait. You know, the rep will be around next Tuesday and tell you about our new pharmacologic agent.
Yeah. It's sad, I think, because sometimes doctors are prescribing medication and then they have to prescribe another medication to cover up the symptoms of the first mm-hmm. medication. It's just this ongoing cycle.
Well, you know, doesn't that work out well for big pharma?
I use the example, you're digging for gold and you find this huge, enormous diamond called nutrition, and you just say, throw it to the side.
Yeah. Because it's not gold.
It's not gold.
It's not gold. That's right. All right, that music means that's time for Doc Shock. It's time we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. And we have long known that tumor markers are available in blood tests, but now there may be a new way to detect these tumor cells. Did you guys see this study? This is fascinating. I'm talking about the cells that break off from tumors that end up floating into the bloodstream. And researchers at a Stanford University School of Medicine had developed a magnetic wire. It's like 4 inches long. And it actually attracts those little cells and allows us to identify what type of tumor might be growing. Now, when you get into those blood tests, it's literally like trying to catch the blood at the particular time that they're coming through, and maybe, maybe not, you're going to find cells that are going to show up in those blood tests. But this new thing is quite promising. They've only done it in mice, so we're not really sure how it's going to work. But they have to figure out how they're going to magnetize the tumor cells. If they can find a way to FDA-approved magnetize these, then they can use the wire, detect it, take it out, and actually not just identify the tumor, but this is interesting because now that we know that we can use genetics, right, to cure cancer. So if we can gather the real cells that are causing it without invasively opening somebody up and creating an issue, right? Sometimes you go in and you biopsy and create more problems. I thought it was fascinating.
It is fascinating.
So if you didn't see it, you really should check it out. We always take the studies that we look into. We put them on Twitter. So if you don't follow us on Twitter, at Stay Young Media, and then they're always in the show notes if you listen to the podcast. If you are listening on one of the 59 stations we're heard on across the country and you want to hear something again or you want to share it with a friend, go to any podcast directory, look up Stay Young Show 2.0.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
The Staying Young Show, the voice of executive medicine of Texas, is your source for preventative and proactive medicine. Whether you're miles away or right in our backyard, trusting executive medicine of Texas with your health will be one of the best decisions you'll ever make. We specialize in half-day physical examinations, bioidentical hormone replacement, and age management, all in a luxury environment. Patients fly in from across the globe to feel better, healthier, and stronger. Visit emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, today we are talking about your joints. Joints are a really big problem for some people because they're painful, and there's different reasons they can be painful. And we're going through those reasons today. And coming up here in a minute, we're going to continue our discussion. We're going to talk about gout and bursitis and strains and sprains and all of these other things. If you missed it, we covered arthritis, both osteo and rheumatoid, and you can pick that up on the podcast version.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, on this Immortal Minute, we're going to go back to the gut, where we often go. So researchers have found that a substance secreted by a bacteria called Bacteroides in your gut, it puts out a substance called propionate. And propionate inhibits the growth of salmonella in the guts of mice and explains why some people are less likely to get salmonella infections. It doesn't stimulate an immune response, but it slows down the cell division of the salmonella, and so you've got more time to mount an immune response. So by having good gut flora, it protects you against some of these common diseases. So I can drink my raw eggs because I have good gut flora and I won't get salmonella.
I think that's disgusting, you drink raw eggs, honestly. But if you
saves time.
When he drinks it, he has the theme song from Rocky, you know.
Do you put hot sauce in it?
Sometimes.
Sriracha?
Yeah.
Let's talk about gout. You know, a lot of people get this in their big toe. What is it?
Well, you know, gout, clinically, if you have the crystals will form in a joint, you get the big red swollen toe fire joint that's inflamed. But what I try to focus on, actually, is there's a lot of people that are walking around with subclinical gout, that they don't have the big red swollen joint, specific joint.
Yeah.
And they just say, achy, this hurts and that hurts. And, as part of our extended panel we do here just on routine physicals, you often will find
here being executive
medicine, their uric acid levels are elevated and they've got subclinical gout that they don't have a direct tophi, and you treat it and they'll tell you that it all gets better. It can be exacerbated by certain foods. The classics are always the shellfish and things that are high in DNA. The uric acid is a breakdown product of the DNA that's in foods.
And purines.
So, purines specifically, right? And so foods that tend to be high in purines can precipitate. But they've actually shown it has more to do with the spikes in your glucose levels.
Really?
And so,
but what about processed meats? I heard that processed meats are really bad for gout.
You mean like sausages
and
bacon? Yeah.
Is it the nitrates?
I think it's just the meat.
I think it's just the richness of it. I think, Mark, you hit on something very, very important. People with high uric acid, we call it hyperuricemia, they get all sorts of muscle aches. They get all sorts of joint pains. And sometimes they get the big, red, hot, swollen joint that we call gout. I think the whole thing needs to be relabeled, actually, because a lot of times people have aches and pains, and we doctors don't think of high uric acid as that cause. We think it's osteoarthritis or something else. So I think it just needs to be relabeled. I think it's much more common than we thought.
I agree. I mean, we've changed it at some of our other facilities where anytime we get an elevated blood sugar, reflexively the lab will do a uric acid for you, and invariably you'll find that uric acid's up, and you get them to start working on the diet with not only reducing the sugar levels in their blood, but cutting out the foods that are high, and they improve. If they don't, you can put them on the meds, which are pretty well tolerated.
Now, preventing gout involves nutrition, and it's ironic that it's a combination of not-so-healthy stuff along with healthy stuff. So the traditional ones have been, of course, alcohol is the number one cause of high uric acid and gout. Also red meat, shellfish like shrimp and lobster, and rich food in general. But also there's healthy food that can cause gout, like asparagus, spinach, mushrooms, and then high fructose corn syrup, which is in sodas. That's a new one. The other thing about...
I hadn't heard that one. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. And the other thing about gout, you know, gout causes... when you have gout, uric acid crystals precipitate out in joints and cause gout. What I found out a couple of years ago blew my mind. These uric acid crystals actually crystallize out in the coronary arteries. And that's why people with gout, besides the inflammation, have so many more heart attacks, because the crystals add to whatever blockages are already occurring. So gout is a total body problem. It's so easy to prevent.
What about bursitis?
Well, you know, literally translated, bursitis, just inflammation of a bursa. So, you know.
And people don't know what a bursa is.
Well, that's what I said. Hey, bursa, I explained to patients that, you know, anytime you have joints, there's friction. And so we have bursa in and around the joints to reduce the friction as we move those joints. So I have them imagine a deflated balloon and how you can slide that balloon over itself with very easily, right? It's got a little dust in there, a little talcum powder to keep it. And that's what bursa do. And then if the joint is being used in an abnormal fashion, or it gets traumatized or inflamed, whatever, that bursa inflames, it'll try to overproduce fluid to compensate for it, to reduce the friction, and it swells, and then it makes it kind of, now you're in the snowball, it gets worse because it's changing the functionality, the anatomy of the joint. And so sometimes all you can do to cool that off is go back, and you can try oral meds like anti-inflammatories, but oftentimes we just directly inject it with corticosteroids to reduce the inflammation in that bursa.
And does it help? Like, does it reverse it, or does it just, you know, help for a while?
Well, it'll cool it off, and as long as you get rid of the offending behavior. So, you know, a common one is, you fell forward on your front of your knee, and you have a big bursa right over your kneecap. It gets swollen and tender because of the trauma. You know, you inject it, drain it if you have to.
Better.
Right, as long as they keep don't fall down on their knees anymore.
Right.
Or, you know, I love the one, the olecranon bursitis, where they get it on the elbow because they're resting their elbow on armrest and such. If you get them to change the behavior, it won't come back.
But if your elbow bursitis is due to gout, then these treatments, the cortisone injection, et cetera, is just temporary. You have to attack the underlying problem.
And then how can people prevent it? I mean, it's really, that's a matter of, most of this, is it caused from either repetitive motion or an injury?
Or bad mechanics.
Bad body mechanics.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's using a joint in a way that it wasn't intended to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of times we should see a lot of bursitis issues with the shoulder.
Yeah.
Because...
I think that's what I think of, is the shoulder.
Right. But you can get bursitis around any joint.
You can have both. I had a professional baseball player with a swollen knee, and I thought, well, he did something to the knee. And it turned out that he drank a lot of beer, and he injured the knee. So he had both an injured knee and a bursitis from gout.
Hmm. It's kind of like the combo, right?
The combo.
It's a combo play.
Yeah, he fooled me. I never thought a professional athlete would drink that much, but shame on me.
I think a lot of them do, which,
I don't know.
It's kind of the perfect storm, because you have them having overuse of the joints, and then they're taking in things that aren't good for them. Alrighty, if you are in the military, thank you so much for listening to the show. We can see those downloads on the podcast version, which is Staying Young Show 2.0, and we're glad to bring you a little piece of home. And we'll be back in just a minute. We're going to talk about strains and sprains.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon chief, the latest to praise the late John McCain.
Senator John McCain was a man who served his country honorably as a naval officer, as a defiant prisoner of war, standing with his brothers in arms until all returned home together.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis telling reporters at the Pentagon that McCain never lost sight of the fact that a strong defense is a key part of a strong democracy. McCain chaired the Senate Armed Services Committee. He didn't leave a note, but the sheriff in Jacksonville, Florida, says they're pretty sure the video game player who opened fire at a video game tournament in Jacksonville on Sunday was targeting other players. He killed two of them and injured 11 before killing himself. Records show 24-year-old David Katz had been treated for psychiatric issues at least as early as age 12. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Looking for the fountain of youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Don't forget, we have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day at the end of this and every single show. And it's your chance to win a free t-shirt. We've actually moved away from the books and we're giving out Stay Young t-shirts. And so if you want to win one, you got to get the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day correct. And then you got to let us know. Write this number now down because you're going to need it. It's 844-WELL-100. 844-WELL-100, and make sure you use the fours and not zeros or you're going to get a big surprise. So 844-WELL-100. And we're talking about joint pain because there are a lot of people that suffer from joint pain. And we've kind of gone through the arthritises and the bursitis and the gout, but let's talk about strains and sprains. We'll start with you, Dr. Anderson.
Well, you know, I think technically I was always taught strains are those of ligaments, mm-hmm. involved ligaments, and sprains would be tendons.
Okay.
Dr. Gamm was saying earlier, you roll your ankle and sprain, you know, tear up your ankle. You probably got a little strain, little sprain.
Bit of both.
And does it really change anything we're going to do for the patient?
Probably not.
Really. So, I mean, two major kind of causes would be mechanical injury. You know, I tripped and fell, I twisted my ankle, stepped wrong, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And then you've got overuse injuries where you get inflammation of the tendons or ligaments and from repetitive motion or sitting in a bad position. And so you see that oftentimes in folks with their necks and spine and things like that. So
yeah, so you can really get a strain or a sprain in any of your joints pretty much, right?
Yep, because there's always ligaments and tendons there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Now, let's talk a little bit about the difference between heat and ice, because some people think, oh, I've sprained it, I'm going to put heat on. It's the worst thing you can do. You want to ice it.
You want to ice it because it's going to be inflamed. It's going to be swollen, red, and hot, so you want to cool it off. A heat is more for chronic osteoarthritis type of things, low back pain and so on.
Or muscle spasms.
Muscle
spasms.
Yeah, muscle spasms, some people will alternate heat and ice in that situation.
Yeah. I remember, you know, making Dr. Gammon have fond memories. It's like, do you remember we used to have the hydrocolators?
Yes.
Remember that, right?
What's that?
I know. See, she wasn't even old enough to remember.
I don't remember this.
Right? Yeah, so, I mean, the old hydrocolator was basically this heavy canvas bag that was filled with lead shot, and you put it in a boiling pot, but it looked like a big crock pot, and it heated it up, and then you could put it on the patient and do heat treatments on them in the office. They used to come in with back sprains and such. I mean, we used to – patients would throw their back out. They got admitted to the hospital, and put in traction, and they put the trapeze up over the bed.
Oh, my gosh.
We'd keep them in the hospital for a day or two and give them analgesics and anti-inflammatories.
Wow.
And, nowadays you come in, you get a pat on the back and say, go get a heating pad, buddy.
Yeah, shot in the rear and you're out the door.
Pretty much, So
if you want a real stroll down memory lane, people used to be admitted to the hospital to have their ingrown toenail removed, something we just do in the office.
Or you just go to the spa. Women do. They just go to the spa and get it taken care of.
Oh, the pedicure.
Yeah, go get a pedicure. So the common types of strains and sprains that you have seen, and then how do you treat them? Let's just kind of go through the body. So say somebody has that, like an ankle sprain or strain. What does that look like as far as they come to see you and you're going to what, x-ray them?
Well, you probably will x-ray them just to make sure there isn't some tiny fracture.
You apply the Canadian rules.
The
Ottawa rules.
There's rules where you would not do the x-ray.
If you're in Canada.
If you're in Canada.
Well,
you're saving money.
Even down here. Anyway, that's another story.
It's a whole other show.
The treatment, we use the mnemonic PRICE. P is protect it so you don't re-injure it. R is rest it. You want to rest it so it can heal up. I is ice it because it's swollen and inflamed. C is compression. You can use a walking boot or an ACE bandage to compress the area.
Why would you compress it? I'm curious.
To hold it stiff so you don't move it.
Okay. Or reduce the swelling.
Keep the swelling. Yeah.
Okay.
And E is elevated. Keep it up, again, to reduce the swelling. The swelling is what causes a lot of the pain. So PRICE is the mnemonic we use for this.
So I like that. I love when there's one of those because then people can remember it and they can continue to – remember their treatment without having to call the office. What was I supposed to do? That's a good way of looking at it. What else can you think of with joint pain that really we need to talk about here? Like, what's the prognosis? How long does it take when you get a strain or a sprain really to get better?
Well, it depends on your age. If you're 25 and you sprain your ankle, probably 2 weeks you're better. If you're Dr. Anderson's age, it'll be a month.
Oh.
And if it's my age, it'll be 3 months. So the older you are, the longer it takes to recover.
Well, hold on. I don't like that analogy because I was thinking about when you ruptured your Achilles tendon and you literally came back to work. Now, you did come on one of those little scooters with a horn, which drove everybody crazy. But you recuperated fairly quickly.
I was Dr. Anderson's age at that time.
Oh, that's why.
Other conditions that cause joint pains, though, the big one there is lupus.
Oh, yeah.
Systemic lupus erythematosus. Lupus is an immune system dysfunction. Antibodies are produced against the nucleus of red blood cells, and it attacks the whole body, not just joints. But it needs to be remembered. And I think a lot of doctors don't realize that it's very common in African Americans. And so lupus is something you have on the top of your mind. To diagnose it, again, the Rheumatological Society has a number of criteria for it. And then once you diagnose it correctly, it needs to be treated very aggressively.
Now, what about Lyme's? When I had Lyme's disease, I had severe joint pain. And if you go on any Lyme's website or society or whatever, they all seem to address this. And I remember my experience. We didn't know what was wrong at the time, and I had this incredible chest pain, but I also had this incredible knee pain. I ended up in the emergency room, and I told the doctor who wanted to give me nitroglycerin, I said, whatever's happening in my chest is happening in my knees. And that was kind of like the real, you finally were the one that diagnosed me. They missed it, but it's interesting to me that all of these inflammatory processes, you seem to see a joint an expression in the joints from it.
I think it's because the blood supply to the joint is plentiful. There's a lot of blood. And so when you have diseases like, for example, in lupus, you know, it attacks the nucleus of the red blood cell, and there's a lot of red blood cells in joints. With Lyme's, you can get joint pains in two ways. Acutely, when you're first infected, the actual bacteria is actually in the joints,
yeah,
attacking it, probably because there's a lot of blood there. And then in chronic Lyme's, you can have either the bug continuing to infect you, or you get what's called an immune response where the infection is gone, but the antibodies are sky high as if the infection is still there and it attacks the joint. So there's a lot of stuff about Lyme's that's poorly understood. I think it's an evolving field. The bad news is Lyme's is spreading across the United States like crazy. And with global warming, we're going to see a lot more of it.
Oh, you sent me a study about Lyme's. I wanted to talk about that. Do you kind of remember what it was?
Yeah. So it turns out that although Lyme's is spread by the deer tick, the tick actually gets the Lyme's bacteria from mice.
A white-footed mouse, right?
White-footed mouse. And so what they've decided to do is they're going to make a whole bunch of mice that are genetically engineered that are resistant to the Lyme's bacteria and will not carry it. And they're going to release these millions of mice in the wild to overtake the other white-footed mouse. And therefore, the deer tick, when it bites these different mice, will not get the Lyme's bacteria. It's really a brilliant solution to the problem.
It is a brilliant solution. I hope they can do it, because I don't think it's like decided for sure they're going to do it, but they want to do it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Until they realize that the lack of infection in the mice gives them some super mouse protection against all other diseases, and now they got a rodent problem. It ain't nice to screw with Mother Nature.
You know, that's funny, because in the article you sent me, there was someone who came out and said that. That said,
that's the problem. You can't predict what the effects are going to be when you start tinkering with nature. So on the one hand, you know, I'll take issue with the global warming thing. You got people that on bad science are saying it's warming, but they'll go do stuff like this. Oh, that's great.
All right.
More to come in other shows.
Tell us how you really feel. All right, when we come back, we're going to have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, this is every single episode that we do. After it plays on your station, we'll go to iTunes under Staying Young Show 2.0. So that's your chance to hear it again or refer a friend to listen to that episode. And follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, so today out of Dallas, we have Luis Fisher. So excited to have our listener on with us. I believe, Luis, you listen on KRLD 1080 in Dallas. So happy to have you on. And are you ready to play some Medical Mania Trivia?
I am ready.
All right, so we don't expect you to get them right. We do expect you to have fun, and you're playing for some Lifeline stem cell cream if you're really good. And if you just kind of get by, we'll send you out some age support multivitamin out of the Stay Young vitamin line.
All right, Louise, first question is true or false? Cilia, the tiny little hairs in our lungs and nasal passages, can taste bitter flavors. True or false?
I believe that's false.
Oh, that's true. Those little hairs actually can distinguish bitter taste.
I think this is why when you're exposed to, like, bad toxins, your body knows it, right?
Right.
Sends a message to the brain. That was a hard one.
Here's another tough one. It's tough day,
Louise. Tough day, Louise.
And this is going to be multiple choice. I'll give you three choices.
Think big.
How many muscles does it take to take a step? Is it one muscle, 17 muscles, or 200 muscles? How many muscles to take a step?
17.
It's 200. It takes 200 muscles to take one step. It's amazing, isn't it?
Wow, it is.
Yeah.
All right, we've all heard this question in one form or another, but we'll see if you get the most recent updated version correct. If you could capture, bottle, and measure all the chemical elements that make up a human body, what would they be worth in U.S. dollars?
Approximately.
Approximately.
How much are you worth as a pile of chemicals?
Same question. I don't know. I don't think so.
How much?
How much? Luis?
About a billion dollars?
$1 billion?
Well, you are very valuable.
Extremely valuable. You must be made of platinum.
Don't tell anybody. They might take you out.
Right. Sorry,
but
why
the
are we
rest
harvesting
of
organs?
Us are only worth about $160,
no,
mostly from the alkali metals. Most of it's water, and that's not worth much.
I like that's your answer, Luis. I think you're worth $1 billion.
Yeah. Okay, Luis, here's your next question. And again, give me a rough answer. We'll give you latitude on this. What was the highest fever ever recorded in a human being?
Alive.
Alive, yeah. What was the highest fever ever recorded in a live human being? Of course, 98.6 is normal. What's the highest ever recorded, approximately? You are correct.
Ooh, very good.
Wow.
I could barely hear her, but she got it out.
She did. Wow.
That was a good guess.
All right. Final question now, Louise. The human heart is located where? On your right side, left side, or in the middle of your chest? Where's your heart?
In the middle. Ooh, she finished strong.
She did. It points towards the left, and the tip is a little bit to the left, but generally it's right down the middle, protected by your sternum.
All right. You did great. Yeah, Luis, you know, we won't tell your boss you called from work, but we're so excited that you did.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to send you out some age support multivitamin on the Stay Young vitamin line. We're excited you came on and played with us. And if you want to...
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care. And if you're listening to the show and you want to play the Medical Mania Trivia for prizes, then be sure to give us a call at our toll-free number, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. Okay, I'm glad we have a few minutes left, Chef Deb, because I wanted to talk for a minute about these fad diets and kind of why they don't work. So let's go through a couple of them and what they are.
Okay. Do you want me to name them?
Yeah, like name one and then give it a debunk. And you don't have a lot of time, so be succinct.
So there's some that are legitimate and some that I have no clue where they came from. And no offense, doctors, but sometimes doctors have a tendency to call, you know, the Dr. Blank diet.
And the Dr. Gammon diet?
I didn't say that.
The Dr. Blank diet.
The Dr. Blank diet. And it's so funny because my clients will call and I'm like, another one. So anyways, another one.
Okay. I haven't used that before, but I'm thinking I need to add it.
The Dr. Anderson diet?
So I'm like, enlighten me. What does this one say? Here's the deal. Regardless of what it is called, there are basically four components to every diet, and honestly, the way that you're supposed to be eating.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you what one of those components has to do with the diet and how much of it you should be eating. I'm not going to discuss portion control. I'm just going to talk about the way the body uses food. So
you got about a minute and a half.
There's always a protein.
Yep.
There's always a healthy starch.
Uh-huh.
There is always a fat component to it. And then there's also some form of a green component to it.
Yep.
Okay. So regardless of what you pick, a lot of diets, the one component they limit is the carbohydrate or the starch portion of it. So if you go keto, that's almost non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you go macro or you even go paleo, there's a way to control it. So that's what they control.
Okay.
So if you ever look at any diet, whether it's vegan, vegetarian, paleo, Whole30, whatever it is, you just pick it. All diets have that in common.
Okay.
And it's honestly the way you're supposed to be eating anyway.
All right, I have to. This is probably just going to bring a laugh, but does anybody remember that cabbage diet? Oh. You know, those people with
cabbage soup. Just ate this soup 3 times a day,
you'll lose weight and all your friends.
And all your friends.
It gives you terrible gas.
I know. I remember that diet.
I can't go to work today.
And then there's been all you do is you eat apples. That's all you do.
Oh,
is
yeah,
you
I've heard
eat,
of that one.
You eat apples. Yeah. And there's something that, you know, all you eat is this or all you eat is that and, you know, neglectful of everything yeah. else. So, yeah, you know, people talk to me about juice cleanses and all these other things.
Yeah.
What we forget is there's just a basic component of how we're supposed
right.
to be eating.
And it's not rocket science, right?
Oh, it's not. But there's so much noise yeah. around it. It's just latest book you read or whatever.
That's right.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room.
And he's looking mighty handsome today.
Double D on it. Yes. Dementia Defender has to fight off women all the time.
Because he eats well.
Because he eats well.
Now,
that's right.
Last week's riddle was, an experienced diver can stay underwater for nearly 5 minutes. A news reporter tells the diver that she can stay underwater for 10 minutes without using any breathing gear. The diver offers the woman $5,000 if she can do it and winds up paying her the $5,000. How did she do it? She held a glass of water over her head for 10 minutes.
Oh, that's just wrong on so many levels.
Well, dementia defender sometimes has demented riddles.
In dementia.
Here's another demented riddle. This is this week's riddle. I have four fingers and a thumb, but not a breath do I take. What am I? Let me repeat that. I have four fingers and a thumb, but not a breath do I take. What am I? Send in your answers.
Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to call us at toll-free 844-WELL-100. The fours are really important here. It's toll-free, but don't call 800. Call 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. Or you can go on stayyoungamerica.com, and you can fill out the contact us under Dementia Defender. You got to get the answer right, and we have to know your name, your address, and some people rattle really fast. So if we have a question, it's always best to leave your phone number. And if you get it right, we'll send you out a free copy. Actually, we changed it. Not a book. You're going to get a t-shirt. We've changed it to t-shirts. So call in.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
John McCain, remembered by a fellow U.S. senator who was also one of his best friends.
Now, if I had to pick one person in this great land to explain to someone from a different planet, who are these Americans? It would be John McCain.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
He had a romantic view of our nation to his last breath. And literally almost the last thing he said to me was, I love you. I have not been cheated.
Graham speaking on NBC's Today show, calling McCain the conscience of the Senate. McCain died of brain cancer Saturday at 81. Defense Chief James Mattis says there are no plans to suspend any more joint military exercises with South Korea, saying they were suspended as a gesture of goodwill after the president's summit with North Korea's leader, but negotiations have stalled. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The U.S. House Oversight.